Oregon has always been a national leader. The problem is that as it has changed, it leads in the wrong things. A recent study by the Center for Budget Priorities and the Economic Policy Institute found that in the last two decades, Oregon was second only to New York in the acceleration of income inequality. According to the study, the growing gap between haves and have-nots is a national trend. Despite historic economic growth in the 80s and 90s, in all but five states, income inequality has increased over the past 20 years, but few faster than Oregon. Before the 1970s, economic growth in the U.S. was more evenly shared among income groups. Back then, not one state, not one, reported that the average earnings of the top economic fifth of its families was greater than about 2.5 times the income of families living in the bottom fifth. However, by the late 1990s, 30 states, 30, reported an even greater gulf. Some of us can remember a time when Oregon was a leader in positive things: its state system of higher education, environmental protection, transportation, and support of public schools. In those days, when elections were over, representatives of both parties governed instead of continuing to campaign. For instance, Governor Tom McCall worked easily with both a Democratic legislature and a Republican legislature. Republican and Democratic leaders in Salem weren't shy about seeking revenues for Oregon's strategic needs. Of course, this was long before rich, selfish men invented Oregon's conservative ballot measure industry, the wrecking crew for essential public services. The next time you see one of the gubernatorial candidates, ask them what they intend to do about Oregon being torn ever more rapidly into two parts, one rich, one poor. A state that tries to grow rich on the back of the poor and middle classes will soon find itself short of skilled workers, entangled in class anger, and without a common vision. What's needed is bold, smart, fearless leadership. Bold and tough enough to restrict the ballot measure industry, smart enough to make secondary and higher education its priority for economic growth, and fearless enough to explain to taxpayers that a state's success costs money, especially money designed to build human skills and convert tax eaters into taxpayers. This is Les O'Coin.